chinese.id and app digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, has praised its team for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. I am Abad Faisal, and this is the news in detail. International observer praises the role of Indonesia's special forces command in global diplomacy. Ami Armani has the report.
International observer Tengku Reza Shah recently highlighted the crucial role of the Indonesia Special Forces Command, Kopassus, in supporting Indonesia's international diplomacy. Speaking on the VoIP program aired by NRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that Kopassus under the Indonesian Army has gained recognition from various countries for its contributions.
For example, when it comes to peacekeeping operations in various parts of the world, Kopassus is known to show their integrity and their discipline and their capacity to interact with the locals. And this quality has been recognized because in some countries in South ASEAN, some countries are relying on the Kopassus as their role model. As we see the example for countries like Cambodia,
celebrates its 73rd anniversary on April 16th. This year's team is professional, modern, adaptive, and devoted to God Almighty. Tengku Reza Shah explained that the team reflects Kopassus' dedication to professionalism, strong ties to faith, and unwavering commitment to Indonesia's values.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, has praised its team for successfully completing their earthquake relief mission in Myanmar. Tama Sipki has the details.
Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, recently honored the Indonesian Search and Rescue Team, or INASAR Team, for their successful earthquake relief mission in Myanmar earlier this month. In an official statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 16th, Basarnas Chief Muhammad Shafi expressed pride in the team's achievement, noting that INASAR had received international recognition, including from the United Nations International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, INASAR. With pride and gratitude, we welcome back the INASAR Team after their successful search and rescue mission in Myanmar. The team has earned international recognition, not only from ASEAN, but also globally from INASAR. This is a significant achievement, and we should all take pride in what INASAR and its support teams have accomplished.
This mission in Myanmar marked INASAR's second international deployment following the response to the disaster earthquake in Turkey in 2023. The mission was launched after a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck central Myanmar on March 28th. During the operation, INASAR successfully recovered 5 victims from the rubble in the Tukar Teti War of Naypyidaw, the capital of Myanmar. Tama Sipki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The United Nations Tourism Meeting in Jakarta brings regional experts together to promote sustainable tourism and green investment. Ofra Regina brings the latest.
Indonesia's Tourism Minister Mudianti Putriwandana said that the 37th United Nations Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific Commission for South Asia Joint Commission meeting in Jakarta is an important forum for global tourism experts.
High-level dialogue and explore strategic cooperation. Missy Abubanov has the details.
The Libyan Deputy President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, and First Deputy Prime Minister of the Asia Federation, Denis Manturov, at the Lombok Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, marked a significant step in revising high-level dialogue between Indonesia and Russia. The dialogue had been put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Accompanying the President, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Herlan Lahartarto, shared that Deputy Prime Minister Manturov extended two formal invitations to President Prabowo to attend Russia's National Parrot and the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. According to Aranda, the Economic Forum tries an available platform to deepen economic ties and formalize
in the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, it is expected that the President will attend, and there will be several cooperation milestones outlined in memorandums of understanding, including both economic and strategic partnerships.
Erlanda further noted that the two countries discussed the possibility of opening a direct flight route from Moscow to Indonesia and let boosting connectivity and tourism. In addition, the Russia side proposed the development of a dedicated payment system to facilitate transactions for Russian tourists visiting Indonesia, helping to improve ease of travel and enhance bilateral tourism.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs of Indonesia pushes for a minimum age requirement to access social media. More details are provided by Rama Pratama.
Indonesia's Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, has renewed her calls for age restrictions on social media access. Speaking during a halal bihalal or age gathering at the RRI headquarters in Jakarta on Wednesday, Hafid highlighted the importance of protecting children from the harmful effects of social media. The event was attended by Indonesia's state-affiliated national media, including news agency Antara, public radio RRI, and public television TVRI.
Media, noting that much of its content is misleading and derivative. She hopes it's
restrictions will help the free media focus on informative, educational, and entertaining content. Since January, the ministry has been exploring a minimum age policy to protect children's mental health, and it was already adopted by several countries, including Australia. From Jakarta, Ramasik Batam reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Recently, Indonesia's health ministry urges public to support immunization and share accurate info online. Ofra has the report.
The director of immunizations and the Ministry of Health, Dr. Bimae Sapien, emphasized the vital role of immunizations in preventing heart-preventable disease or VPDs. Speaking during a talk show titled "The Role of Social Media in Spreading Immunizations Information," held Wednesday in Jakarta. Bimae quotes on the public to harness social media as a forceful positive change in advancing public health across Indonesia.
Maya juga mengajak, I also invite all of you to work together in using the power of social media to create a healthy generation and build a healthy Indonesia that is protected from the dangers of the VPDs diseases that can be prevented with immunization.
Bila kita ada digital leaders of the world who can bring a positive impact to public health in Indonesia. Dr. Bimae stressed the importance of fighting misinformations about immunizations and called for a joint effort to share verified facts to build public trust. She highlighted that working with health experts is the key to help the public understand the real benefits of vaccines. She also noted that even one accurate post on social media can help secure the future of Indonesia's next generation.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled "Enhancing Prism Cooperation for Sustainable Development" with Anna Trijayakasih.
Meeting of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia and the Pacific and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia was officially opened by Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putri Wardana in Jakarta on Tuesday, April 15th. In her remarks, Minister of Tourism Widianti Wardana invited the Gates to take advantage of this meeting to contribute more deeply to the future of the tourism sector, especially in the Asia-Pacific region. According to her, this meeting is also an important opportunity for member countries to enhance tourism cooperation and promote sustainable development. In the era of globalization, tourism can be a strategic sector to increase economic growth and promote intercultural understanding. Tourism can increase income, create jobs, and develop infrastructure such as airport development, roads, and accommodation. In addition, tourism also increases cooperation between countries and improves diplomatic relations. However, on the other hand, tourism can also have negative impacts on the environment and local communities. It's not managed properly. Therefore, it is important for member countries to increase cooperation and share knowledge in managing sustainable tourism. The 37th Joint Meeting of the UN Tourism Commission held in Jakarta on April 15 and 16 is an important annual regional event for the tourism sector in the East Asia, Pacific, and South Asia region. It is hoped that countries in the region can always work together and improve their respective tourism sectors for sustainable development.
That commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia. Brings you the latest updates from Indonesia.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
years of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Disneyland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. With its white crater and blue flashing mist. The tourism area spans 800 square kilometers, offering breathtaking views. There are several activities you must try when visiting Bromo. Bromo Tengger Semeru area provides deep rides to various spots, such as Love Hill, Middle Garden, Bromo Crater, Whispering Sand Dunes, and the Savannah. By riding a jeep that can handle steep and rugged paths, you can enjoy a thrilling ride while taking in the stunning natural scenery. Don't worry if you can't drive a jeep, as there are operators ready to drive and guide you safely through the area. The rental price for a jeep ranges from 600,000 rupiah to 1,250,000 rupiah. Change over time. The vast stretches of black sand surrounding the mountains, with the sound of whispering sands blown by the wind, will make you feel like the only visitor in Bromo Tengger Semeru, just like in a movie. That's why many people come here to capture amazing Instagrammable photos, even for pre-wedding shots. Listener, one of the most sought-after spots in Bromo Tengger Semeru is the sunrise and sunset. Several places offer views of these moments, such as Penanjakan Hill, Love Hill, and Perahu Hill. From these spots, you can witness the sun rising or setting between the hills, mountains, valleys, craters, and sand plains, with the cool, refreshing temperatures revitalizing your body and mind. Thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and watch our program for 6 hours ahead. Thank you for your attention, and please stay tuned at www.voanews.id because we are still coming in by our songs and even our singer. So please stay tuned and have a nice day, listener. Keep on doing your best and keep on doing your best activity timing, and keep on loving Indonesia.
Indonesia. Besides being famous for the city of Sweden, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its eye-popping word mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since much of my kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not true. Hard-working artists try harder to make eye-popping Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting the young generation. Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bunda Village, Gempol District, around 10 km away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Palitopping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Palitopping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the first week, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we took less than 1 dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances in less than a year.
The Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topping dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya datang,
when I was a child, my mother always invited topping dancers for events, so I really love topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topping artists, strengthens her determination to defend by topping Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka seorang pelari, dulu ibu saya jualan gamelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So what if she wanted to make this dancing become a traditional music?
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Palitopping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
"Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, 20% only received independent state without a neighboring Jewish community. Then, it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea."
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Palitopping in that. She has taught far before Wansai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching while studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance, because I have become dancer and keraton since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Palitopping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Palitopping, that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Palitopping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Maya, ayo mau belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just ate and achieved it. That's my fear too. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expenses and accessories.
Nani taught Palitopping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya rasa honor yang
waktu. It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMA and educational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Cirebon to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Palitopping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, kita nanti bisa hire gamelan ya. Belum, because we practice with cassette. Kalau kita mau tinggal lanjut jenis gamelan, mari kita dapat money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Palitopping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul, because I have fought so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Palitopping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband, the theory writing help, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mata saya sendiri gak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People, I did not. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got going to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they started event budget, I set tarif.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Palitopping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful they're able to teach them and they can perform in public.
Saya itu to learn it seriously.
I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Palitopping.
Kalau saya sendiri, waktu kelas 2, ayah paling
menarik. My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama, but in the third grade, she joined a competition in cultural banana without learning formally.
Maybe she's so nice when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Palitopping under growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon dan sampai
Jawa, art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct.
I taught my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them.
I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja, jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, cannot see the results first. I want that every area realizes its potential.
knowledge hole for how to preserve party topping gain a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take dance to Balloon. We perform at Taman Ismail Majority Art Center too. Sometimes we invite to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like the Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda.
So,
we, the government, provide access for the artists. The struggle of party topping artists shows more progress. Topping art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Hajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro, melakukan pembinaan.
Party topping maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topping is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible, and first pieces, audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States, and Australia learn topping in Cirebon. Topping festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Voice of India.
Aku rasa